Praise God. I probably told you this last year and the year before that. You know, it's always good to give God thanks when He answers prayer. When I first came up to Pilgrim Camp 500 years ago, I drove up with Brother Gardner, the longest car ride of my life. He was a wonderful man, but he was a bit austere at times. You had to get to know him. Godly man, lived in God's presence. And so I didn't know him very well, and so those 5 hours felt like 10, although he was very pleasant. Told me all about Mary Hutchinson. He was quite a historian. So we got on the Hutchinson River Parkway, and for about the next 50 miles, I heard the history of Mary Hutchinson, how she was killed by the Indians, I think. Anyway, before we left, we prayed, Lord, cover us with your blood. Bring us to camp safely. You know, often when I get in the car with my children, we look to the Lord to get us to our destination safe, especially in New York City. Brother Fetty used to say, that's the place of the quick and the dead. If you're not quick, you're dead. Well, anyway, we got all the way up to camp. I remember that evening, Sister Caroline got some supper together for us because we had gotten up there late. And when we bowed our heads to thank the Lord for the food, the first thing Brother Gardner said was, Lord, we asked you to bring us here safely. We thank you that you did that. That was my first lesson at camp. How many times I've asked the Lord to do something for me and never thanked him that he did it. Oh, and the big things probably I did. But what about all those little things? I found out something about being a godly person. A godly person is a very simple person. A godly person doesn't take any of God's blessings for granted. A person that's really walking with God just loves Jesus and appreciates everything about him. And I saw that in the life of our brother Gardner and Sister Caroline, and that was such a blessing to me. I think the greatest lessons I learned was not what they taught behind the pulpit, although we heard wonderful things, but just seeing the way they lived in the presence of God. You know, when you meet someone that really lives in the presence of God, that really has an effect on your life, like nothing else. And we've been blessed to have many people like that in our lives, Brother Edwin Sr. and the Bowers, and I can go down a list, the Collises and so on. And I thought, my Lord, how privileged I've been to have these people in my life. And I could see for myself what God can do when people give themselves to him. The Bible tells us that we ought to consider our leaders. Hebrews 13 says, consider the end of their conversation. Look, think about their lives. You know, it's good to take time to think about their lives. Was Brother Gardner's life worth living the way he did? Sister Caroline, Brother Posta, some of these others, Brother Hans Walfogel. I never met him, but I've met people many years after his death that have still been tremendously impacted by his life and teaching. And you think about those lives, and you ask yourself the question, is that really the way we're supposed to live? We've only got one opportunity to get through this life. We have to choose. And when you think of those lives, you say, my Lord, that's a life worth living. A life sold out for Jesus Christ. There's no better life than that. And then the writer tells us, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he's done for them, and the way he's worked in those lives in the past, he's the same Jesus, and he can do the same thing for you. You can live a life in the presence of God, in his service. And so I'm so thankful tonight that we can have Jesus with us all the time. Praise God. And we want to learn that lesson well. When we go back home, some of you will be going home soon. Take Jesus with you. You have to do that by faith. You have to go home and say, Lord, I believe things are going to be different when I get home. Different with me. Might not be different with my family or with my job, but things are going to be different with me. Because, Jesus, you're going with me. You've come to me at camp in a special way, and you're going home with me in a special way. And Lord, as I continue to acknowledge you and give you time and place in my life, I believe that I'm going to see the glory of God in my life in a greater way. God wants us to have that faith. That honors him. And it's always interesting to me that we'll find, as time goes on, that God has done things for you here at camp while you've been in his presence that you didn't even realize. You'll see changes in you. You'll have a different way of looking at things. And sometimes you'll discover those things weeks and months from now. And you'll say, my, how large a blessing and how deep the blessing of God reached into my life while I was up at camp. I'm so glad I spent that time seeking him. Praise God. And God has more for us tonight, so let's open wide to him. Praise God. He knows what's up ahead for you. And so he wants to prepare you fully for that. And we want to give him every opportunity to do so. Praise God.